The biggest party in Brazil's governing coalition has pulled out of President Dilma Rousseff's administration, making it more likely that she will face impeachment. The move by the Brazilian Democratic Movement Party, or PMDB, gives her opponents a greater majority in the congressional committee driving the process. Leonardo Quintal is the deputy leader of the PMDB party in the lower house of parliament. He says business has lost confidence in the president.
All the production sector in Brazil and also the financial sector in Brazil, they released news saying that they withdrew also support to the president of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff, because people are losing their jobs. Last year, about 1.5 million Brazilians lost their jobs because they are not willing to invest in Brazil because of the conduction of the president over the government.
An impeachment vote in the lower house next month, if backed by the Senate, will result in her being suspended for 180 days while Parliament investigates allegations that she manipulated accounts to mask Brazil's deficit. Police in the American state of Florida have charged the campaign manager for the Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump with battery. The move came after Corey Lewandowski was caught on video grabbing a journalist, Michelle Fields, as she tried to question Mr. Trump at a rally earlier this month. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Trump defended his campaign manager.
I looked at the tape, and those tapes to me are very conclusive. A lot of people are looking and saying, how can anybody be charged? She was actually, if you look at her, she's grabbing at me, and he's acting as an intermediary and trying to block her from doing that. The news conference was over. It was done. It was finished. And she was running up and grabbing and asking questions, and she wasn't supposed to be doing that. I told him, you should never settle this case. You should go all the way.
The United States has ordered some of the families of U.S. diplomats and military personnel based in Turkey to leave because of security fears. John Kirby is a State Department spokesman.
The decision to do this, first of all, wasn't taken lightly. It was done after careful thought and consideration and interagency coordination, I might add. And I think it's very much a result of our ongoing assessment of security conditions there in Turkey and in recognition of the threat environment.
The decision mainly affects U.S. bases in Incirlik in the southeast and Izmir and Mula in the west of the country. The Incirlik airbase is used for U.S. airstrikes against Islamic State militants. There are fresh fears about airport security in Egypt following the hijack of a flight bound from Alexandria to Cairo. The passengers and crew were freed unharmed when the hijacker surrendered to police in Cyprus. He was found to be carrying fake explosives. The World Health Organization has urged countries to lift all remaining trade and travel restrictions on Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone. The WHO said Ebola is no longer an extraordinary health event and the risk of the virus spreading is low. BBC News. The authorities in Belgium have revised down the number of people now known to have died in last week's attacks in Brussels. Federal prosecutors say 32 people were killed and not 35. They said the bodies of three victims with dual nationality have mistakenly been counted twice. Officials have confirmed that Zaventem Airport will not reopen on Wednesday. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to overturn a law that allows public sector unions in California to collect fees from non-members. A group of non-union teachers had challenged the ruling, which dates back to the mid-1970s. The court was split evenly on the matter, meaning the original law still stands. Here's Gary O'Donoghue.
Around half of U.S. states allow public sector unions to collect so-called agency fees from non-union members to fund activities such as collective bargaining. And while those who don't want to join a union can opt out of paying political contributions, the argument goes that they benefit from the union's other work on wages and conditions. This is the second deadlocked decision since the death of the conservative Justice Antonin Scalia last month.
The Oscar-winning American actress Patty Duke, widely known for her 1960s television series The Patty Duke Show, has died at the age of 69. She was just 16 when she won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar, playing a blind and deaf girl in The Miracle Worker. The Patty Duke Show, in which she played both main characters, made her a household name. But in private, as she revealed in her autobiography, she struggled with what is now known as bipolar disorder. A giant rhinoceros that scientists thought had become extinct over 350,000 years ago might have lived for much longer, possibly coexisting with humans for a time. Elasmotherium sibiricum is sometimes described as a Siberian unicorn, although it looked more like a rhinoceros than the mythical horse. Russian paleontologists dated a skull fragment found in northeast Kazakhstan to around 30,000 years ago. BBC News.